research and development center in advanced telecommunications. This seminar is going to be devoted to cognitive radio and neo spectrum uses. It has been supported also by the University of Vigo, the ICT Galician Technology Platform, Bindeira, and the Galician Network on Communications Engineering, Redacom. We have been honored in the presence of three distinguished speakers. After each presentation, we have some time for debate and questions, but after the coffee break, we'll have a coffee break at 11:30. We'll still have another presentation after that. The last presentation, we have allocated some time for short project presentations, ideas, and that might be also a good occasion to continue the debate and the exchange of ideas. So now I give the floor to Dr. Manuel Fernández Iglesias, so he opens more formally this seminar.
Good morning to everybody. Well, I don't know if you realize the importance of this meeting we are having here today. Probably you know that we are in the middle of a process of deploying digital television in Galicia and the rest of Spain, or also in Europe. In this process, Spain is it's doing some advances, very important advances, mainly in Galicia because of our specific situation. In orography, the number of broadcasters we have here, and there are appearing some problems that will be difficult to manage in the actual situation when we have practically all the spectrum devoted to UHF, to broadcasting, practically booked full. So, in fact, not many people is thinking about what will happen in the future when this spectrum is liberated and new uses should be provided to fill it. So, well, there are a lot of challenges. There are a lot of proposals for the use of this valuable resource, which is a spectrum, and maybe it's just the most important. It's the most important thing we have to do in the next 5-10 years related to planning. The situation has not been produced here in Galicia or the rest of Spain since 50 years ago when the spectrum was first planned to use for broadcasting, and it's one life opportunity maybe also for engineers. Well, I just want to welcome Peter and Joseph, who will share this day with us today. And nothing else. I will have my time to explain to you the regional vision of this process, and also maybe the Spanish vision as well. But we also will have the chance to see how in the European Commission or in Europe these aspects are being managed. And also, well, we have also Joseph here, which will explain one of the opportunities we have to deploy a new way of understanding radio communications, which is cognitive radio. So I think the best for all of us is just to give the floor to Peter to make his presentation.